天父，我们感谢您。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
主，我们感谢你照着你的形象样式啊，造了我们。
For you have created us in your own images.
主，你也更把你的宝贵儿子耶稣基督赏给了我们。
And furthermore, you have given us your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to us.
感谢你，借着主耶稣基督，我们今天成为神的儿女。
And today we thank you because through Jesus Christ, we become your children as well.
主，我们更感谢你赐给我们一个属灵的家，我们一个爱你的家。
And more you and more.We're grateful that we are, that you have given us this precious church family.
主，我们更感谢你，你没有抛弃我们，你去乃是要预备地方迎接我们在。
Yeah, and Lord, we thank you because you didn't forsake us, but rather you prepare a better home for us in the future.
并且主，你更是差派圣灵住在我们心里面，永远与我们同在。
And after your ascension, you've granted us this Holy Spirit to live in our hearts forever.
主，我们为我们今年一年我们经过的啊。平顺的顺境或者逆境啊，我们都感谢你。
And Lord, we thank you for this whole year of good things and bad things and ups and downs in our lives.
求主再次借着圣灵向我们说话，好让我们的心可以归向你。
And once again, we pray that may your Holy Spirit speak to us and may you draw our hearts near to you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
Okay, 好。啊，感谢徐维弟兄啊，带领我们诗歌啊，我们充满了感恩的心啊，来敬拜神。
Yeah, we really appreciate Brother Xu Wei for his leading our hymnal time to prepare our hearts to be grateful to God once again.
啊，一年一度真的很快，一下就是要到啊年底了。
Yeah, the year, the time sure flies, and once again we're approaching Thanksgiving, and also we're approaching the end of the year.
好的啊，我。就是继续跟大家来交通的是啊，《罗马书》这本书。
And as always, I'd like to continue my message regarding the book of Romans.
啊，上一次我跟你们讲的是叫题目是我真是苦啊。
And I remember the last time, the title of the message is "Oh, what a wretched man that I am."
这要是不是保罗说的，我们大概不敢讲，因为基督徒怎么还苦呢？不是喜乐平安吗
？And indeed, if Paul didn't say that, we wouldn't believe that. Who else going to say such a word? Because isn't Paul the spiritual man?
好，但是啊，保罗没有停在那里。他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体？这是他的第七章说的。
And indeed, he's a spiritual man with a full of joy and peace, yet he still cries out, what a wretched man that I am, in the book of Romans chapter 7.
那他的出路，他的答案在哪里呢？就是在第八章，我们今天就要讲第八。
And furthermore, he pointed us a way out in chapter 8.
好，我们先读一下今天的经文，我们把罗马书第八章一到十五节，我们很多人可能都很熟悉了，我们再读一次。
Yeah, so let's read the scripture reading from Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1 through 15.
好，我们中文先，然后英文，中文啊，中英文交叉。好
，And so we are going to alternate and reading in English and in Chinese and English.
好，一到五节开始。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of his sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
好的， 中文好，我们从第六节开始。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
For the mind set on the flesh is a death, but the mind set on the spirit is a life and a peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
好，中文。然而在耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们的身体有活。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺服肉体活着，你们却是肉体必要死，靠着圣灵必要活着。因为是完全的灵引导的，都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心你就害怕，而是儿子的心。好好、
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Verse 12. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
好，我们刚刚读的这一段呢，你就会知道啊，很多讲到啊，好几个地方讲到圣灵，对，整个第八章呢。啊、这段呢就要讲到圣灵的工作啊，圣灵的一个很重要的啊一个工作在这个啊基督徒的身上。
So like I mentioned earlier that in chapter 7, Paul said, what a wretched man I am. And in chapter 8, he pointed us the way out that rely on the Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit has been mentioned in chapter 8 multiple times.
那第一次出现是在第五章里面说啊，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面，我们就知道神何等爱我们。
And Paul mentioned, so Paul mentioned the Holy Spirit in chapter 5 by saying that God used the Holy Spirit to pour the love into our hearts so that we may know God.
然后呢，一直到第八章呢，就讲一大堆啊，圣灵这个字出现。
And he continues to, and he continues on in chapter 8 by mentioning Holy Spirit all the time.
所以在第五章那里呢，就接着第三章、第四章、第五章，就讲到神的爱浇灌在我们心里面，我们就知道神爱我们，这是我们蒙恩得救的开始。那第八章开始讲到另外一个阶段，就是我们叫成圣的时候呢，啊，圣灵、生命、圣灵的律。
Yeah, so indeed, the preceding chapter is from chapter 3 to chapter 7 is all about a justification.So because the Holy Spirit come into our hearts that, so that we may know the love of God and furthermore we may know God and hence we will be justified. And from chapter 8 and the following chapters it's all about sanctification, how we can live a holy life with the help of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我想我们教会啊，彭弟兄很注重纪要真理，所以我们教会啊，长大的基督徒或者在蒙恩得救的，我们都知道因信称义啊，成圣这个真理，我看我们每一个人都知道，而且知道是罗马书说的。
Yeah, Brother Pong has done such a wonderful job in teaching us this fundamental truth about a lot of justification and sanctification. So I know that a lot of you, even you being brought up in this church or being going through the Bible study all these years, you must know those terminologies.Regarding the justification, the sanctification, how to live a church life and carry it out in our daily lives, and etc.
不要小看因信称义的这个真理。你知道，中古世纪在欧洲，他们虽然有一千年的这个已经信基督的历史了，他们已经走入到什么因行为称义，已经忘记了因信称义的。马丁路德在恢复因信称义这个真理，所以不要小看一个小小圣经，一个因信称义真理，这可是很重大的启示。今天我们可以认识到因信可以称义到神面前来，这是很大的启示的。
Yeah, so don't let us not take this justification lightly, because after all, in the medieval times, the church has been going through a thousand years without knowing this important revelation until later on, Martin Luther rediscovered this very important doctrine and a great revelation regarding the justification. Because in the past thousand years in the church life and in the medieval times, that people believed that they have to be justified by doing good deeds. Until later on, this justification by the Holy Spirit. So hence, we've been set free from the bondage of by doing good deeds all the time.
好，那我们都知道因信称义、因信成圣，经过基要证。可是我们要自己读罗马书呢？常常一些朋友啊，弟兄姐妹就说呢，他读不懂，没办法读，读不下去，不知道读一读，读什么不知道了。
Yeah, so we've been approached by this term or the terminology and those justification, sanctification, all those things, all those years. But when we examine once again the book of Romans, we feel bewildered and even sometimes intimidated by this complexity of this.Whole book.
罗马书可以是我们基督徒的信仰基要真理最重要的一本书，一定要把它读通，读得好，而且你知道自己可以读得越读越有味道，这是我们应该要学习的。
Yeah, but Book of Romans is considered the most important doctrine book for all Christians. If you get to understand that why you become a Christian, why you are Christian, and why you have to follow God or follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to know this book thoroughly.
好，保罗的书信呢有一些个特色像罗马书这本书呢，他没有回答什么问题，也没有指责教会有什么问题，他是来论述一个真理包括然后前半段真理，后半段就生活的应用，大概都是这个类型。
And so you see, Book of Romans is one of the epistle letters that Apostle Paul has written to many churches. And this book has been singled out that it is indeed a doctrine book. So it doesn't actually criticize or address the questions by the churches, but rather it's a statement of a doctrine. And in the later chapter of the book, it's about the life application regarding these doctrines.
那以弗所书呢也是讲到真理的，那也没有指责，他是讲到在给以弗所教会的启示呢是教会的真理，他是讲教会那罗马书呢是讲我们的救恩，就是不同的一个真理的面。
Yeah, so the book of Romans and the book of Ephesians actually both focuses on the doctrine teaching. But in book of Romans, Paul more focused on the doctrines or teachings on regarding salvation. But in book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul rather focuses on the teaching of a doctrine on churches or church lives.
那有些书信呢是指出教会的问题。还有回答教会的问的问题像哥林多教书信呢，他就是指责教会的问题，并且回答他们所问的问题。
And other epistle letters the Apostle Paul has written is more about either being critical of some church issues and also address questions that proposed by the churches. And one important or one good example of it is a book of Corinthians, number one and number two.
那像加拉太书呢，就指出他们的错误，他从因信称义呢走向因行为来成圣这个路又错了，所以是加拉太书呢就是指责。
And so, book of Galatians is more a sort of a rebuke to the church of in Galatia, because it's more to address the issue that arose by the church in Galatia, and focus on the doctrine of sanctification. Not by deeds, but sanctification by the Holy Spirit.
然后提摩太啊，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，他是讲到主要再来，专门在讲主要再来啊这个真理。因为当时第一世纪的基督徒知道主要再来，他们不知道到底什么时候来，他们常有这个问题，所以保罗就把这个主要再来的真理呢，就在帖撒罗尼迦前书讲得非常清楚。
So the first and the second book of Thessalonians is more focused on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul listed in details all those doctrines in book of the first and the second book of Thessalonians.
好，所以保罗书信其实不是难读，只是我们呢，就是没有去把它给这个好好的细读，所以我们读了这本跟读那一本好像都差不多，都讲的差不多，这很多基督徒的印象，就是说他不知道这本跟那一本有什么差别，讲什么地不同的地方，都讲保罗书信都差不多。
Yeah, so as many as the epistle letters that Apostle Paul has written, all it is required is actually more like a systematic reading, and that in other words, in detail examination of this whole book, and trying to identify which is which.
好，那我帮助你们知道一下，就是来回忆一下保罗书的罗马书这个书。这个书其实是非常有条理的，像法条一样的，是很严格的。所以如果你好好读，照那个思路来读的话，你会读出它的味道来，而且你就会知道，哦，原来保罗为什么这样讲。
So let me offer a little help on reading this book of Romans, because the book of Romans is actually, like I mentioned earlier, is a book of a doctrine, so which requires a lot of a logic, and it has to be precise, concise, and also vigorous.
好，所以你看第一章罗马书的第一章、第二章呢，讲到什么呢？讲到人类的罪的问题，是犹太人也好，有律法，外邦人没有律法，在神面前呢？都是犯了罪，都要审判，审判就要灭亡。所以第一章、第二章讲到人的问题是什么？我们的罪、犯罪的行为的问题。
And so the first two chapters, that is chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Romans, actually focus on bring us onto the focal point of the things. So regardless of the laws, you know, the Jewish people has a law, has the Mosaic law, and the Gentiles doesn't have law. But regardless of laws, we committed the things regardless of what.
所以犹太人有律法，但是神说呢，他们还是犯了罪了。那这个怎么办呢？那问题来了，那怎么办呢？所以先把问题放在这里，神要怎么样解决人的罪的问题？那就是第三章就讲。
Yeah, so Apostle Paul is very clear in the first beginning that in order to solve a problem, he has to identify a problem. So he identified the problem of the saints, and in chapter 3, he addressed this issue through justification.
所以我们就举个例子好了。譬如说，你如果去打球，在邻居的家把人家玻璃打破了。
And so let me give you a short example that, okay, so what if you play a ball in a neighborhood and it break your neighbor's glass?
那这个邻居呢，就要你赔钱了，因为你要修玻璃啊。
And so your neighbor can approach you and ask for your compensation for breaking the glasses.
那你说我没钱啊。
And you may say, hey, I have no money.
所以你现在有个问题，我没钱了，我没钱还了。
And so now this is your problem. You do not have the money to compensate the damage that you caused.
就像我们犯了罪了，我没办法还了，那怎么办呢？
And it's like we commit a sin or being a sin against God, but there is no way that we can compensate for what we have done.
那你的邻居就是说，那你不能赔，那我就告你了，我就是告你了，就法官就把你叫来了。
And so, since your neighbor cannot get money to compensate for his own damage, he has to sue you. And so he brought you to the judge before a judge.
那法官就问你说：“你没钱，你有爸爸吗？”
And so the judge would probably ask you, "Well, if you have no money, can you bring your dad?"
你可以叫你爸爸替你还钱啊。
You probably gonna ask your dad to pay your neighbor to repair the glasses.
那我就可以释放你了。
And you will be released.
那你就说我没打破玻璃啊。
And instead of asking your own dad to come and help, and you say, oh, well, I didn't break the glass at all.
这样说, 人说, 我没有罪啊, 神说我罪, 我没有罪啊。
It's almost like, you know, in the standing before God, you're saying that, God, I didn't commit any sin, I didn't do it.
或者你说呢, 我就是不要我爸爸还, 我不要求我爸爸。
And you probably say, no, I want to ask my dad to help me anyway.
就像主神把因信称义就耶稣基督替我们赎罪, 那你说我不要, 我就是不要耶稣, 我要靠自己。
And it's almost like we're refusing this salvation through Jesus Christ by saying, no, I do not need this salvation. Even Jesus has died for me.
所以呢,你就被关起来了。
So you'll be locked away.
但如果你接受法官的建议,你就是让你爸爸替你还钱, 接受你爸爸来替你还钱,那你就释放。 这是因信称义就是这个道理,一样道理。
So if you take the advice from the judge and ask your dad to help and pay your owner, pay your neighbor to repair the glasses, it's like you received the salvation through Jesus Christ.
因为呢, 我们都是有罪的人,你不能找你的爸爸是有罪的,地上的爸爸还是有罪的,所以只能找一个没有罪的人,所以神说我有一个儿子,耶稣基督,没有犯过罪的,所以没有罪的人才可以替有罪的人来赎罪,这是圣经里面讲很重要的真理。
So the logic goes that we are not blameless. So someone who is not blameless as well cannot pay the prices for us. So according to the Bible, God has sent his begotten son, who is innocent altogether, who never committed sin, to step in our shoes and pay the price on behalf of us. And that's justification.
好, 所以我们当然知道我们今天基督徒我们接受了 法官的建议, 接受神给我们的建议说, 我的儿子耶稣基督替你付上这个赎罪代价, 你就不用死了。 好, 我们今天都称为因信称义的人, 因为信耶稣而成不义的变成义的人。
So just the child who took the advice from the judge to ask to bring her dad to bring his dad in to repay the price, we take the salvation from through Jesus Christ, and since we believe in Jesus Christ, we are justified.
那第四章就讲到说，因信称义不是现在才有的，是神在拣选亚伯拉罕的时候。 就是耶稣之前1500到2000，差不多2000年的时候呢， 神就已经在亚伯拉罕身上因信称义， 亚伯拉罕就是因信称义的第一个人。
And so you see, in chapter 4, Apostle Paul told us that justification didn't happen in his time. It actually happened way longer, way much earlier. It actually took place in Abraham's time, because Abraham was the first one who been justified and called righteousness, and called righteous in before God.
所以亚伯拉罕就是叫做以色列的祖先，就叫信心之父。对我们来讲就是信心之父。
So Abraham is commonly called the ancestor, the forefather of all Israelites, and also is called the father of faith.
那第五章就讲到因信称义带来的平安喜乐。我们基督徒呢，从原来我们要被定罪了，我们现在变成平安喜乐，因为我们变成称义了，神不再定罪我们。
And so when Apostle Paul moves into chapter 5 in book of Romans, he's telling us that after justification, since we've been justified by Jesus Christ through his precious blood, we will no longer live under the slavery, we no longer live under fear, but now rather we live in joy and peace.
好，那我们现在问一个问题，保罗就问一个问题了，说我们现在已经是因信称义了，我们的罪，我们所犯的罪，主耶稣都赦免我们。 那我还可以再犯罪吗？
And so in chapter 6, Apostle Paul actually asks us a very interesting question. Since we've been justified and our previous sins been forgiven by God, so does it mean that we can commit a sin once again since we've been justified?
好，所以前面是讲到说我们的罪赦免了，那下一个讲到什么？那我将来还会犯罪吗？我这个人还会犯罪吗？
Yeah, so chapter 6 in book of Romans addressed a very important question is, since we've been forgiven about our transgression in the past, will we continue to sin again?
比如你去看医生，然后你说今天我感冒很不舒服，医生就给你吃个药，你就症状就消了，你就健康了，又很高兴了。
And it's like you went to see a doctor and saying, hey, I caught a cold and I didn't feel comfortable. Can I take some medicine? And so when you take the medicine, you feel good again. Does it mean that you won't catch a cold again?
然后你就问医生说我怎么样可以减少感冒我怎么样让身体以后不会感冒了呢
And so you continue to ask your doctor So what thing can I take Or what step should I take To preventing me from catching a cold Or reduce the probability of catching a cold
所以罗马书的第六章第七章第八章就问这个问题就说 那我现在以后还不犯罪吗那我怎么样能够不犯罪呢神啊你告诉我一个方法
And so in chapter 6 throughChapter 7 through chapter 8 it addresses this important question sins will be forgiven through justification for what we have done in the past it doesn't mean that we're going to continue to sin again or we sin not
这是大部分基督徒对罗马书六七八章呢读起来就是一塌糊涂就读都一样不知道讲什么
And I think this is where we got confused a lot by reading chapter 6 through chapter 8 because this is where we got confused why that on one hand that we've been justified that we know, we've been forgiven and on the other hand that it doesn't mean that we're going to continue to sin or we're sin not
很多人说因信称义很高兴了我已经毕业了反正已经得到救恩了
yeah,
永生了
so, yeah.
那就不再往前走了、
so、
就停在这里
Yeah, so everybody's happy that well, since we've been justified we've received the eternal life we've been blessed by God so we're going to stop here and live happily ever after
然后想要追求了一念六七八章念一念读不太懂那就放弃了
yeah. And for those who want to pursue further in a spiritual life when they read through this chapter 6 through 8 they got confused and somehow they kind of bewildered even intimidated by this complexity of, the, of this doctrine
所以如果你看保罗罗马书它是这个方式的先问一个问题那怎么解决这个问题那这个问题过了解答以后又下一个问题然后再给你一个解答
yeah,
他是基本上这样思路下来
yeah, So hence we see the pattern of this book of Romans because first of all Apostle Paul always identified a problem and then he answered the problem and then he continued to identify another problem or another question and then he pointed us to the solution to that question or to that problem
所以如果你把这几个重要的节、啊、就所谓的拿下来你就知道他这段讲什么这段讲什么你就会对这本书呢慢慢有个清晰的条理的概念
yeah, So if you were able to unlock this very bewildering very confusing chapter 6 through 8 you kind of unlock this whole thing to the book of Romans
好那我们稍微复习一下啊，复习一下就是因信称义是什么呢就是凭着耶稣的血借着人的信啊，两个，一个是主耶稣基督，他流血了。他如果没有流血，我们没办法。他流血，我们的信心，人要来信。那这样就因信称义。
Yeah, so before we move on, let's do a little recap. And first of all, let's identify the definition of a justification. So justification by faith is that is that.Through his precious blood of Jesus Christ and through our faith that we will be justified by faith.
这是罗马书三章二十五节。
And this is actually being stated in Book of Romans chapter 3 verse 25.
那到第六章呢我刚刚问的第一个问题第六章的开头就问一个问题那我还可以犯罪吗难道基督徒有耶稣的宝血洗净反正我就无所谓了继续犯罪了可以吗我说不可以不可以。
Yeah, so in chapter 6 and Apostle Paul pointed us a new question or new issue that since we've been justified by faith, it doesn't mean that we will continue to sin against God.Or not.
好，那就告诉你说，怎么样不犯罪呢？答案公式就在这里。罗马书的六章二十二节说，从罪得释放的。那我们现在要把自己奉献给神，做义的奴仆，我们就有成圣的果子，我们这个人就会成为圣洁，生活就讨神喜悦了。
Yeah. So Apostle Paul answered this question in chapter 6 verse 22 that we will be able to set free and that we no longer be a slave to sin and to commit sin again through sanctification. In other words that we number one we've been freed by the sin we've been freed from sin.And number two, that rather being enslaved to sin, we enslave ourselves to God, offer our body as a living sacrifice to Him.
那从罪得释放就是说呢，我们跟耶稣基督联合了，耶稣胜过罪跟死亡了，那我们也胜过了，
yeah.
所以我们今天可以从罪得释放。
Being set free from sin is that we broke the bondage of sin by establishing this relationship with God, because with Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ has broken the bondage of sin. So by through connecting to Him, we were able to breaking through this bondage of sin as well.
因为我们没有一个人从亚当夏娃生下来。 来的天然的人可以胜过罪跟死亡，没有，但是耶稣基督胜过罪了，所以我们是站在跟耶稣同地位上胜过罪了，所以从罪得释放。
So since the fall of man and no natural man is able to be set free from sin because we were always under the slavery of sin, but with the help of but through Jesus Christ who has overcome the bondage of sin, in the same way that we were able to break through or break the bondage of sin along with Jesus Christ and with the help of him.
然后加上我们自己愿意奉献，就是跟神说，主啊，我奉献给你，我今天是属于你的，所以我今天做神的仆人，所以主耶稣基督得胜，你跟他联合以后你要什么呢？我要奉献给神，主啊，我说今天开始我就是属于你的，为你生活了。
And so you see, this is not only this part. We have to move on further. That since we've been set free from sin along with Jesus Christ, we have to work harder to be more like Him by enslave ourselves to God, by offering our own bodies as a living sacrifice, so that we were able to live a holy life and to look more like Him.
所以如果第六章讲完我们应该大家都很高兴了，但是没有，保罗在第七章又 泼一个冷水下来，他说呢，可是我在实际生活上还是感觉会犯罪啊，我还是感觉我的里面有个旧人啊会犯罪啊，那怎么办呢？我真是苦啊，保罗说我真是苦，我里面有一个旧人新人在征战，我真是苦啊，谁能救我呢？
Yeah, so in chapter 6, Apostle Paul seemed to bring us this wonderful formula of sanctification that being set free from sin and offer our own body as a living sacrifice. But in chapter 7, Apostle Paul once again drag us into this brutal reality by crying out, what a rash man that I am, that I feel that I want to do things that I cannot do, but I do things that, but I always do things that I don't want to do.
所以如果你看啊，罗马书的七章二十四节快要结束了，保罗讲一大堆，七章讲一大堆，他说我真是苦啊，我谁能救我脱离这取死的身体，这是他的问题，就是说我们刚刚看到从罪得释放奉献给神做奴仆，我们应该就成圣了，没事了，那保罗说我的实际经历里面不是这个样子，我又苦啊，那就是说他又一个问题出来了，哇，我真是苦啊。
And so you see, in chapter 6, Apostle Paul said that we will be live a holy life through sanctification. But in chapter 7, once again, Apostle Paul drag us into this brutal reality that no, actually we don't always live a sanctification life, but always cry out like Apostle Paul did, what wretch man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
好，然后保罗就在第八章就回答这个问题。第八章回答一个问题，叫我如何从罪得释放？这是整个第八章要讲的一个问题的答案，在第八章。
Yeah, so you see, so in chapter 7, Apostle Paul once again threw out a question by defining this problem. And in chapter 8, once again, he offers a solution to that problem. That is the deliveries from the bondage of saints.
好，所以第八章的第一节第二节大家注意听了，他说那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，就是我们因信称义，在第二节讲因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
So these are very two important verses in chapter 8. This is the first one, verse 1 and 2, by saying, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So this is a justification by faith. And in verse 2, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
好。所以第八章的整个重点呢，我们今天要讲的是第二节，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，这是使我脱离罪恶死的权势。我们讲圣灵，今天我们讲圣灵这件事情。
Yeah, so let us pay attention to verse 2 particularly, because since we have mentioned justification in the past messages, but this time I'd like to focus on the Holy Spirit. As Paul says that, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
好，所以你看中文，你是查中文圣经，罗马书第八章讲过十一次圣灵这个字。
And so if you check your own Chinese Bible, you're going to realize that Holy Spirit has been mentioned 11 times in chapter 8.
那如果你要查原文的 strong number, 其实它更多，就是罗马书整本书呢，它圣经里面是这样子， Spirit 就是灵， 什么时候翻成圣灵呢？它是不同时间，它是翻成圣，有的时候就翻成灵，但那个字是同一个字，原文是同一个字的。那我们就找中文的圣灵，这样比较容易清楚。它在罗马书总共出现十一次，最多呢就是在第八章是最多十一次啊。整本书不止十一，总共十五次，但第八章讲到十一次圣灵这个字。
Yeah, so the Holy Spirit or the Spirit actually has many translations, but as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, total 15 times been mentioned in the Book of Romans, and in that particular chapter 8, 11 times been mentioned.
好，我们现在讲一个律跟律法的差别。我们讲是生命圣灵的律，在原文呢，你讲，你看英文呢，它是同一个字 law， 就是那个律的意思，就律法跟律在英文同一个字。
And so you see, in Chinese translation, it seems there is a little difference between the law and the principle or the discipline or the power in this slide. But it remains the same as a law in English translation.
所以我们如果看到他讲律法讲的什么？律法讲摩西，神借着摩西颁布的律法，那个规则，那个叫律法。
And so, speaking of a law, the first thing popping in our mind is a Mosaic law, because when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he proclaimed the law of God to his own people.
Okay, 我稍微讲一下 maybe.
然后是律。
Is that not here? Okay, this one. Yeah, this one.Oh no, 律法 oh, okay. 好，所以我们的中文圣经翻译是比较好的。我们叫就是说，对律法我们叫律法，对那个 power 那个权势我们翻成律，律就是地心引力的律。但如果读英文的话呢，英文是同一个字叫 law。
Yeah, so I believe a Chinese translation actually is able to identify the difference between the law and the power or the principle or like the law of gravity. It is actually really not the doctrine, but rather a power.
Ah, okay. 我这张可能没有放进去。Okay, not here.好，那应该是在这里的 power。 好，这章呢就讲到说，你看赐生命圣灵的律，如果你到 NASB 的话，就是 NASB 版本是翻成 law，但是 NLT 呢翻成 power。
Yeah, so if you take a look at that, this slide, that in NLT version, the law was translated as the power of the life-giving spirit, and in NSAB it is translated as the law of the life-giving spirit.
所以那个律什么叫律呢？律就是你不能够去违反它的，像地心引力，人没办法违反地心引力。
Yeah.
那所以说，如果你在赐生命圣灵的律里面，你就会在这个律里面，你就可以胜过罪了，因为那个律是一定是照这个，你们不能改变它，所以这个律是一个 power， 是一个权势的意思，
yeah.
是个权很大能的这个权势。
Yeah, so like the law of gravity, there is no way that we can offset that law of gravity. So in the same way that the power of the life-giving spirit, that there is something that we cannot do to offset it.
好，那我们要讲到圣灵的工作是什么呢？今天我们讲圣灵，那圣灵的工作是什么？我们从其他的书信来看，彼得前书一章的第二节，我们就来看一下。好，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁。
Yeah, so there are also other, the Holy Spirit or the work of the Holy Spirit is also mentioned in other books written by other apostles. In the book of 1 Peter 1:2, it says, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood.
所以圣灵的一个很重要的工作是什么？就是让我们基督徒的生活可以成为圣洁。那什么叫圣洁呢？
And so you see, one important work of the Holy Spirit is to sanctify us. So what does this mean to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit?
圣洁就是我们分别为圣归给神。那这个名字都很专业，就是听起来听不太懂。
Yeah.
又圣洁又成圣又什么归给神，这个听起来有点抽象。
Yeah, so being sanctified means to be holy, be set apart.
那我们用白话来讲，就是说，你过一个神喜悦的生活。
And so, in other, in plain language, that is, we live a life that is pleasing to God.
那你要问一个问题：我每天的生活，神喜欢吗？我今天做的事情，我的时间，我的思考，我所花的精力，今天神你喜欢我吗
？So now, here is one important question that we have to ask ourselves: Do we live a life that is pleasing to the eyes of God?
神喜欢我今天的生活，不影响我的救恩，就不要因为说我今天生活好像神不喜欢，那我是不是不得救 ？No， 这是另外一个问题。神爱我们不改变的，
yeah.
神给我们的救恩不改变，但是我今天的生活是不是讨神喜欢？就像你的孩子，你的孩子可能你爸爸永远爱他不会改变，但是儿子今天可能做一个事你伤心的，这个叫做神不喜欢，父亲不喜欢。
Yeah, so let me make this clear that. Here probably you're going to ask yourself another question is, okay, what if I do not live a, if I live a life that is not pleasing to God, does it mean that I'll be reproached by, does it mean that I will be no longer a called a son or daughter of God and be reproached of this eternal life? This is not a question because the loving kindness of a God remains forever. So once you've been, you've received the Holy Spirit and you receive Jesus, accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, that love will remain forever. But now let's get back to the first question is, do I live a life that is truly pleasing to God? And how can I live a life that is pleasing to the eyes of God?
提多好，那我们看第二个地方叫提多书的三章五节，他便救了我们，就神救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
And so in the book of Titus, here is another mention of the work of the Holy Spirit. In book of Titus 3:5, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in the righteousness that address our second question, but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit.
好，彼得前书讲到说，我们要借着圣灵才能够过一个讨神喜悦的生活。如果没有圣灵，我们这个人生活不会讨神喜悦，我们一定自己做自己的事。
Yeah, so
第二个。讲得更深一点，怎么做呢？圣灵怎么做呢？是改变我们的心意，更新，是更新我们里面这个人的思想。
Yeah, so in book of First Peter, it says that we have to live a holy life by the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit of sanctification. And now in book of Titus, it furthers on that not only by the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, but rather to be more to be much in detail by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit.
罗马书十二章二节也是一样的事情，这。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，是一样道理，就圣灵的更新。我们自己没法更新自己，是要靠神。
So in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2 it says the same thing that through the renewing of the Holy Spirit that we will be able to offer our own bodies a living sacrifice to him.
好，如果要对圣灵的工作更加的认识的话，一定要读一本书叫使徒行传，因为使徒行传这本书呢叫圣灵行传，虽然是使徒们在做事，但其实背后是圣灵在做事。
Yeah, so in order to understand and be fully aware of the work of the Holy Spirit, you have to read through the whole book of Acts because it's not just a book of Acts, it's also a book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以圣灵这个词呢，在使徒行传出现了49次。我讲的是中文，我不是查原文，原文更多，因为原文呢，那个灵那个字跟圣灵那个字是同一个字，是很多很多的。
Yeah, so in its original context, the spiritactually appears more often because the spirit, the root of the spirit is identical with the Holy Spirit. But in Chinese translation, the Holy Spirit has been mentioned 49 times in the book of Acts.
罗马书15次是第二多的。
And so book of Romans, that's the second, that's the second book on the row, in the row that the Holy Spirit has been mentioned 15 times.
好，所以我们今天会稍微讲一下，就从这两本书讲。好，那个，如果大家对圣灵的这个词呢，听了很多了，可是我没有什么概念，就从圣经 旧约里面有一些符号来预表圣灵，所以我们就这把这拿出几个，比这个还要多，我只是拿这几个。
Yeah, so Holy Spirit is a very important terminology to all Christians, and other than it's been mentioned in the Book of the New Testament, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is more demonstrated by images or by signs.
啊，所以耶稣不是说吗？那个尼哥底母问耶稣，人怎么能够重生呢？耶稣从灵生的，怎么生呢？看不到，像风在吹一样，风啊，那个是一个预表圣灵，就像一个风一样。
Yeah, so the follower of Jesus Christ used to ask them the question, "How can we be reborn again?" And Jesus said, "You have to be born again through the Holy Spirit." And the Holy Spirit is like the wind; when it whispers, you cannot see its movement. So the Holy Spirit can be seen or taken as the signs of a wind.
好，我们看一下圣经讲到。圣灵的灵的预言呢？的预表呢？一个是鸽子，
yeah.
鸽子就是。
So the Holy Spirit has many signs or demonstration or any images. So one of the images or the sign is a demonstrated as a dove.
然后另外一个是云柱火柱，就是以色列人在旷野的时候呢，白天有云柱，晚上有火柱，就是那两个。
The Holy Spirit also can be demonstrated or seen as the pillar of the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of a fire.
还有圣灵的膏油。
And of course, if you see that, this is oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
好，好，那我们现在来看一下，就是我刚刚讲的《使徒行传》，我们要去读的话，就会知道，那么啊，圣灵的工作分成大概几个类，一个是叫圣灵充满，第一个叫圣灵充满。
So there are briefly three types of the work of the Holy Spirit. And if we read the book of Acts, so number one is a feud with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵充满，圣灵降在人的身上，圣灵来差遣人去做工，圣灵禁止人做这个事情。
And so if we read through the slide, you see that the first type of the work of the Holy Spirit is a feud with the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit descends on the man, the Holy Spirit sends, the Holy Spirit forbids.
所以这些是外面可以彰显出来，譬如说使徒啊、门徒们他们聚在一起，然后圣灵降临的时候呢，就会讲方言，有火焰像火一样降下来，可以看得到的，可外面可以彰显出来，这个叫做圣灵充满。
Yeah, so this can be actually be seen by the naked eyes of the people, and so it can be demonstrated outwardly, such as when the Holy Spirit fills us, we will be able to speak tongues, we'll be able to perform miracles, etc.
然后另外一个叫圣灵的感动，圣灵的光照，圣灵在我们里面的安慰，还有圣灵的更新，我们里面要被更新。好，这些是里面的看不见的。
Yeah, the second type of the work of the Holy Spirit is more internal, such as the Holy Spirit moves, comforts, enlightens, and renews.
好，所以这个叫圣灵的内住，就是神已经把圣灵赏给我们，我们接受主的时候呢，赏给我们，永远不离开了。
Yeah, so the second type of the work of the Holy Spirit is also considered as a dwelling of the Holy Spirit, because once the Holy Spirit lives in us, it remains forever.
还有另外一个呢，对某些人，神会用他们，就是神会指明将来的事，圣灵借着先知说话，这圣经里面有讲到这个。
Yeah. So the third type of the work of the Holy Spirit is a prophecy. So in other words, the Holy Spirit indicates what will happen, and the Holy Spirit speaks through the prophets.
啊，我们今天在教会都不太敢讲圣灵，因为这圣灵就讲到哦，圣灵就是方言呐、啊，就一大堆，我们就变得不太敢讲。其实圣灵是很重要的，但是我们要清楚地认识圣灵的工作是什么。
Yeah, so in today's church, there is a kind of a misunderstanding of the Holy Spirit because although as much as important, the Holy Spirit remains to be, we were afraid of speaking of the Holy Spirit because it always indicates, say, those crazy things like speaking in tongues and performing miracles and things like that.
Okay, 好啊。好，然后我们就讲几个例子吧，就是在先知以利亚身上呢，是他经历一个神微小的声音向他说话，在一大堆的这个叫做什么？他有大风吹啊什么？他听到一个神微小声音说，那是圣灵的话。
Yeah, so let me show you a couple of demonstrations or example that took place in the Bible. And so the first one is actually in the Old Testament the prophet Elijah. You probably remember this passage that when the big wind blows, he heard this tiny voice of God, that is the Holy Spirit.
好，以利亚呢，他经过这个经过跟耶洗别。的这个先知呢，在 在加利山啊，对，然后他就是说啊，他已经显明耶和华是神的得胜的，可是呢，当耶洗别说要杀他的时候呢，他就泄气了。他马上就逃跑。
Yeah,
这时候呢，神就激励他，用圣灵微小声音呢鼓励他说：“你回去吧，继续做你的工作。”
Yeah, that took place after big victory, and the prophet Elijah just overcome. And but when the queen Jezebel actually threatened him that she is about to kill him, he was scared to death, and he fled to a mountain where the Holy Spirit come to help.And encourage him to bring him back to be a prophet once again.
那在这个保罗在使徒行传里面也遇到一个，就是他要往亚细亚讲道，但是神禁止他，那是另外一个。
Yeah, the second example is actually took place in Book of Acts 16:6 when the Holy Spirit forbade Paul to preach to Asia.
那第八章呢，罗马书八章讲到十一次圣灵，它的重点在什么呢？在讲到圣灵跟肉体的交战。
And so in Book of Romans chapter 8, I mentioned that a Holy Spirit has been mentioned 11 times, but out of 11, that 8 out of 11, that the Holy Spirit is mentioned focusing on the battle between the spirit and the flesh.
还有讲到圣灵的帮助，圣灵的带球。
And also, it's also about the help of the Holy Spirit or the practice of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 好
oh, and also the interceding of the Holy Spirit.
对 okay, 好那我们现在就是讲到生活的操练的
And now, since we have mentioned all those principles, the law of the Holy Spirit and also the work of the Holy Spirit, we now come to the practice or the life application.
我上次讲过说罗马书的第七章呢是告诉我们人有一个难处当我们不爱神的时候冷淡什么都没有发生因为没有跟同工在一起好像也没有摩擦当你热心要服侍的时候在教会你又摩擦又来了人跟人之间又搞不定了这个时候就会出现罗马书里面说的我真是苦啊
Yeah, so in chapter 7 as I mentioned earlier that yes indeed we are Christians but when we really practice this into our daily life when the co-workers and Christians co-workers work together there are a lot of fights and conflicts between and so no wonder Apostle Paul such a spiritual man came to a point that by crying out what a wretched man that I am and I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way in many times
就是我们不热心服侍神没有问题但一旦热心服侍神的时候呢我们的肉体的热心也会出来
yeah,
就是造成难处的 yeah, 不是只有你属灵的生命在服侍的你的肉体也会蠢蠢欲动出来的我们骄傲啦我们的争执的我的意见比你重要啦为什么我的意见就不能了为什么只要听你的意见大家就开始争了这是很正常的
Yeah, so if we've been trying to cool or kind of keep ourselves distant from the church life, nothing would happen because you keep the distance anyway. But when we have this kind of a heart and a zeal to join the church ministry and start to work together, in the same way, when the Holy Spirit is working in the midst of us, the flesh, the law of the flesh is also working in the midst of us. And here comes the conflict and the confrontation.
所以有些基督徒就是哎，我礼拜天做礼拜。然后我就好好读圣经祷告我就回家教会的事我就不用参加那是什么事都没发生每天都很平安喜乐非常好
And so you see so that put us put some of us in a situation that since we try to avoid a confrontation we try to avoid a conflict between the co-workers and the brothers and sisters one of the good things is like okay I can go through the Bible study I come to church every Sunday join the Sunday worship and then I go home in peace and be peaceful all the time isn't that a good solution probably no
所以中古世纪很多的修道院你看欧洲系很多修道院是不是这样子他们就在一个地方与世无争我们就好好的来读神的话也很好没有错但是那不是神真正的目的
Yeah, but this is not uncommon and actually that happens this is quite natural for a lot of people try to stay away from the confrontation even in the medieval times there's a monasteries and where the monks can actually keep themselves away from all those trifles of life and trifles of the world by focusing themselves on studying the Bible all the time in a very remote area of a monastery.
好，我举个比较活泼生动的例子让你们听一看哈。
Okay, so let's leave the monks and the monasteries a little, leave them away. But let me give you a rather vivid, more exciting example.
我喜欢打篮球，我很喜欢打篮球，我就每天在投篮，我每天在投篮， yeah. 每天都练，练得非常好，每投必中，百分之百中，好高兴，我是很厉害的。
Yeah, you probably know me that I'm very sporty, so I love play basketball and I practice throwing the ball every single day. So every time I when I throw, that's 100% score. So I'm happy, right?
我从每个角度投都很准，练到都非常准。你看我这样投都进去了啊，很高兴。但有一些人练网球也是一样。
Yeah.
他开始就练得强，一直打，哇，每天打，很高兴，每次打都不会失误，非常的好，
yeah.
球技已经很好了。
Right. So like, you know, like throw the ball, I can throw the ball from all different angles and all different distances and I score them every single time. And I see, I'm a sporty man. So when I play baseball, I did the same thing. I score them all the time. I scored it all the time. So I'm good, right?
他从来没有参加过比赛，就没有跟人家打过，就每天这样打，很高兴，自己就回家了，每天这样练。是不是很喜乐？也很喜乐，也不错了。
So this is sort of like self-entertaining.Right? Because you know, I know I'm good. I practice all the time. I practice myself all the time. But I never join any competition. I never really know my competitors. And I'm still happy, right? By doing myself all the time. And I know that I'm the best because there's no other competitors.
但是你的教练会高兴吗？
But will your coach be happy? Won't your coach actually going to encourage you to join the competition to improve yourself?
你教练一定不会，一定要叫你来打球，跟别人打，然后别人就挡着你，不让你投篮。
Right. So you see, your coach going to encourage you to join the competition, to join the game. And so when you play the basketball, when you offense, there's all the defense against you, right?
所以你本来很好投的，接下来挡着以后就投不进去了，你就很失望，就是哎呀，我怎么变糟糕呢？
And you came to realize like, well, I used to score that all the time, 100%, and now I won't be able to even throw, I won't even be able to score 2 points.
哦，我就不打，回家我不要打了。
And you've been so discouraged, so losing your heart, so like, okay, I'm quitting, I'm going home.
可是你的教练不会让你回家的，说来来来打来打，我教你，所以你教练就会教你，像圣灵一样的，圣灵会教你，会带你。
Yeah.
所以如果你不要放弃，圣灵会带领，所以就会教你怎么样挡，怎么样防别人呢、啊？你怎么样闪过去的、啊、得分呢、啊？你慢慢越练就越好，懂意思吗？圣灵就这样带我们，
yeah.
要在实际的征战里面才能够。得到技术的进步。
Yeah, so, but your coach simply won't give you up, but rather he would encourage you to continue to practice and join the game so that through those offense and defense, through this, your competitors, you'll be able to improve yourself and by getting better every single time. So in the same way, the Holy Spirit does the same thing. Instead of giving up and going home and be peaceful, the Holy Spirit encourages you to join the ministry, to work along with with other co-workers and learn from them and learn from a mistake and the next time you'll be a better person and a better co-worker.
好，所以不要担心太热心为教会服侍，不要担心，你只要热心，神会带领你，就像你去打球一样，打球那些人就很热心的，我们这些不热心人是看球的，热心人在打球，我们是在家里看球赛的，他们就很热心在打，你热心打，不要怕，不要怕失败，你就越练就进步了，一样道理。我们服侍也是一样，你刚开始可能有挫折，但是呢，你就继续坚持，你最后就得胜了。
Yeah, so do not be afraid to get hurted because only the watchers won't get hurted. And those doers, well, they, yes, they indeed occasion from time to time to get hurted, but in the same way, they also improve themselves. They're always getting better every single time they play. So in the same way as we are serving the church, that do not be a watcher because in this way, yes, you will never get hurted, but you will never get any better. So in the same way, doing and serving the church by learning from your mistake,and learning from others and being hurted, you will be a better one.
好，我讲一点，就是我个人得救以后，圣灵啊带领我。今天讲到一点，就是说我刚开始啊信主以后的一点体会，对圣灵的体会。
And now here comes to me from my personal experience that ever since I've been converted to Christianity, became a Christian, I do feel there is a little kind of a change in my heart.
就是我第一次到美国来，就是那时候还没有信主，到美国出差在 Boston， 我就看到了黑人来跟我要钱，我就 非常的就是对黑人就非常的不好的印象啊，就是觉得他们是很糟糕，就是印象就非常差，然后看不起他们。
And you know that I'm originally from Taiwan, and before I became a Christian, I used to make a trip, business trip to Boston in the East Coast, and where I was approached by an African American who was asking for money. So ever since then, I have my own opinion regarding the African Americans. I don't think highly of them at all as a group of people.
那后来得救以后呢，也到中国城，西雅图中国城，也有黑人。那也是一样，但是呢，我的心对他们，我的对他们的感觉呢，就完全不一样，就很怜悯他们。他们也是神所造的一个灵魂，就你的心就跟他就被改变，你不知道怎么回事，你就突然间被改变了。
And ever since I became a Christian, accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and also at the same time, I moved to Seattle and reside here. God has changed my heart and also changed the way that I look at African American as a group of people. My heart is always full of compassion towards them, and I knowing that they are also the group of people that God loves.
然后我们在 Microsoft 那时候的公司很多很。公司本来就很慷慨的，文具啦、啊，什么那些你要用的东西啊，甚至饮料、吃的东西，你都可以拿。
Yeah.
什么事你拿回家，他也不管你。
And I shared this before, and I'm sure some of you know what I'm saying. That and by the time I used to work for Microsoft, and this is as we all know that this is a very generous. This is a very generous employer, and where they offer a lot of free stuff, free snack, free meals, free drinks, and even free stationery. So you can bring home whatever you like.
好，那我们信主就知道这不可以的，我们就不会把东西拿回家用，在办公室用啊，我们吃也在办公室吃，就不拿回家了。就是我们就突然间你就会有个声音就告诉你不可以，这有没有人跟你讲不可以啊？大家都这样做啊，同事也这样子啊，但你就知道我是属神的，我今天是不可以这样做，你圣灵就会告诉你。你就会平安，不会被责备。
Yeah, so ever since I became a Christian, and these things actually been reminded through the Holy Spirit that this is not something that God is pleasing, that is pleasing to God's eye. And although this is a common practice, a lot of others do the same thing. But I feel like I've been touched and burdened by the Holy Spirit, knowing that this is not a good thing, that this is not a thing that will be pleasing in the eyes of God. So I no longer do that anymore.
那我们再问另外一个问题，我们天然的人的能力在这个神的工作里面可以被用吗？
And so now here comes the second question, that can our natural abilities be used by God?
譬如说有人很会讲话，口才非常好，那他就觉得我应该讲道啊。
And so, one of the natural consequences is like if somebody is really good at a speech, doesn't mean that if he or she becomes a Christian, doesn't mean that he or she is going to preach from the pulpit.
那如果这个人口才好，圣经又是读得非常好，他一定认为说，那我应该讲道啊，他的恩赐，他就坚持一定要讲道。
And so if a person who is a Christian and also good, really good at speech, but also at the time very knowledgeable about the Bible, doesn't mean that naturally he or she's going to become a preacher and preaching at the churches.
那其他事他就没有兴趣。
And focusing on the preaching only and not being interested in doing or serving other things, other ministries in the church.
或者一个人的管理能力非常好，这个公司的大公司管理的非常有条有理的。啊，组织能力很好，到教会来他就是要做这个事情，我要管理，我要组织，我就是专长在这里。那这样子的话呢，叫天然的能力，我们天然的能力，我就是要用。
Yeah, so if someone else who has been really skillful in management, and so he or she is able to manage a big company, big corporation, coordinating things and people, so it doesn't mean that, so this is actually something that we call a natural power. So he or she is naturally skillful in management.
那我们在问说，什么样子的情况神可以用？也就是这个人如果他不再坚持，我一定要讲到。这个人不再坚持说，我一定要做管理啊，组织教会我要做。他可以，神要他做什么，他就做什么。那这个时候，他的天才、天然的能力呢，神是可以用的。
And so you see, but God doesn't always do things like the world does. So if this person who is really good at speech, or the person who is really skillful in management, and if he or she is willing to offer him or herself as a living sacrifice before God, and is willing to be God's disposal, and then God is able to use this natural power as a gift.
就是我们的天然的能力呢，经过神圣灵的管制跟洁净了以后呢，神要用我就用，神不用我就隐藏的不用。这个时候呢，神可以用你的能力的。
And so you see, the natural power doesn't necessary to be equivalent to gifts, because the natural power can only be gift until that person is willing to be at God's disposal and be willing to do whatever to God's direction. And in that regard, that natural power becomes gifts of God.
好，那我们现在最后说一个叫做灵恩派的这些个圣灵的分辨能力，我们怎么样知道是圣灵的工作，有什么知道这个不是圣灵的工作。
And so now we comes to comes down to the discernment of the spirit, because we know there is a lot of denominations of the churches, and there's one of the denomination called Pentecostal, and so there are a lot of these people actually be able to speak in tongues, perform miracles. So we have to be a we have to have a discerning heart regarding the spirit.
好，那个我们刚才讲过，圣灵的主要工作在圣徒身上是要什么？让我们成圣，让我们过一个讨神喜悦的生活，这是圣灵今天在我们身上最主要的工作。
So as I mentioned earlier, that the most important work of the Holy Spirit is actually the sanctifying of it, of the Spirit. That in this way we will be able to live a holy life and to be set apart for God's purpose.
好，那很多灵恩派就会讲一些恩赐，恩赐就是方言是最最明显，他们就讲方言呐、啊，你听也听不懂他们讲什么，他就说我向神讲方言。
And so the denomination, the Pentecostal is a little different regarding the Holy Spirit, because they pay a lot of attention to that Holy Spirit, and believing that speaking tongues is a is the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后就问说谁要被圣灵充满，谁要领受圣灵的出来。他牧师一按手，这个人倒下去了。他说他有圣灵。
And there are a lot of practices that, in, especially in the Pentecostal gathering, that when the pastor is filled with the Holy Spirit, or if the congregation is filled with the Holy Spirit, they're always summoned out and come to approach to the pastor, and the pastor will lay hand onto them so that they will receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后他就认为他领受比别人多的圣灵的恩赐，他会讲方言，他就好像比别人属灵的。他觉得很舒服。
And so in this way, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they feel like they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. So they're more spiritual than the other, than other Christians.
然后就很多的很多的吵杂声了，很多的喧哗声，整个会场就是你会看到那个是不是圣经所说的平安喜乐和平有秩序的。
So now beware of this and have this. Let's pray that God give us discerning heart. And so, if you've been in such a place where the room is filled with the screams and the noise, voices and the yelling, this is not necessarily, and most of the time, it's not indeed the work of the Holy Spirit.
我个人也参加过过这个，我在西雅图也参加过，有一次跟彭弟兄在挪威也参加过一次，我们不知道，去才知道是灵恩的聚会。
Yeah, Pentecostal movement.
按手倒马上就倒，一到就人倒。
Yeah, the Pentecostal movement is actually a worldwide phenomenon. And so personally, I used to attend several Pentecostal gatherings in Seattle. And Brother Pon and I actually joined one charismatic meeting in the past by accident.
我们为什么参加呢？因为当地一个姐妹说，今天晚上有特别聚会，从南美洲请过来一个大牧师。
Yeah.And the only reason that I joined that, that Pentecostal meeting is that I was approached by a sister of mine, and she said that one of the great, renowned pastors was invited, so you must come to join the meeting.
他们是搬到挪威，我们教会的一个姐妹搬到挪威。
Yeah,
后来呢， yeah, 我们就去了。他讲道真的是非常棒，不错。但是呢，就做一大堆那种灵恩派的。我们就觉得说，我们不认同的那种、yeah. 一大堆，很多人就排队啊，然后就是一个按着领受圣灵，然后他觉得。 很属灵。
Yeah, so that was actually that took place in also in it took place in Norway, where the Pentecostal movement is quite prosperous. And there, I was invited by the sister who moved down there later on. And I indeed, this is quite a charismatic meeting where people actually line up to receive the blessing of the pastor. And when the pastor lay hand on their hand heads and. I got to admit that that pastor was quite a charismatic leader, and he spoke really, really well. But since, you know, I do not always endorse those kind of movements there, you know, by the noise and also the scream and also those kind of movements, weird movements down there, I do not endorse that kind of a Pentecostal practice of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要追求圣灵，这是应该的，但是我们不要去追求那些外表的感觉的，所以灵恩的运动，这我们要小心，因为那些东西都造成你像你吃麻会一样，你今天吃了这个就要求更大，你的肉体要更大的更大的，这东西是个危险，但我们一定要追求圣灵，在教会好好服侍神的感动，我们要过怎么样生活，这是非常重要的。神的声音，圣灵声音是微小声音的，不对别人说，只对你说的，所以我们一定要学习啊这些。
My dear fellow Christians and my dear brothers and sisters, let us continue to pursue the Holy Spirit, but not necessarily in a Pentecostal way, because you have to be really careful, because you know it's like a morphine or like a coffee. You know, once you get addicted, you always pursue even stronger effect of that. But like I said earlier, in the example of the prophet Elijah, the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit is always small and tiny. You have to be really careful in listening to him, and it's always internal and quiet. So let us continue to pursue the Holy Spirit by practicing our daily lives, not at home, but also at a church as well, by ministering each other and loving one another.
好，我们祷告。
Now let us bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你，在这个末后的世代啊，各样的混乱，并且是啊假先知啊都出来，但是主，你的话是真实的，因为圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。
And dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today's message because we live in a world of a turmoil when there are a lot of false teachers and false prophets coming out preaching the false testimonies and the false truth. And we pray that may your Holy Spirit continue to keep us and keep us safe and sound and be able to discern this whole thing.
赐给我们能够顺服愿意啊，不消灭圣灵的感动，我们啊在圣灵的啊里面，生命圣灵之道啊里面成长，并且赐给我们一个分辨的灵，我们可以知道什么是真，什么是假。
And so let us not put out the touching and the burden of the Holy Spirit, but rather live in the Holy Spirit and with the help of the Holy Spirit, grant us the spirit of discernment so that we will be able to identify what is true and what is false.
祝福你自己的家，祝福你的儿女，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
May you bless your own households and you bless your own children and sons and daughters and continue to bless this church. And we thank you and we praise you. We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.